Tuesday, December the 21st, 2010, 1:45-5771. Day 3 before Shabbat, Parasha Shemot, the names. Exodus 4.
Miraculous signs for Pharaoh.
Moses answered, "But, behold, they will not believe me, nor listen to my voice, for they will say, Yahweh has not appeared to you." Yahweh said to him, "What is it in your hand?" He said, "A rod." He said, "Throw it in the ground." He threw it in the ground, and it became a snake, and Moses ran away from it. Yahweh said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand, and take it by the tail." He stretched out his hand, and took hold of it, and it became a rod in his hand. That they may believe that Yahweh, the Elohim of their fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob, has appeared to you. Yahweh said furthermore to him, "Now put your hand inside your cloak." He put his hand inside his cloak, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous, as white as snow. He said, "Put your hand inside your cloak again." He put his hand inside his cloak again, and when he took it out of his cloak, behold, it had turned again as his other flesh. It will happen, if they will neither believe you nor listen to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. It will happen, if they will not believe even these two signs, neither listen to your voice, that you shall take of the water of the river, and pour it in the dry land. The water which you take out of the river will become blood in the dry land. Moses said to Yahweh, "O Adonai, I am not eloquent, neither before now, nor since you have spoken to your servant, for I am slow of speech, and of a slow tongue." Yahweh said to him, "Who made man's mouth? Or who makes one mute, or deaf, or seeing, or blind? Isn't it I, Yahweh? Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth, and teach you what you shall speak." He said, "Oh, Adonai, please send someone else." The anger of Yahweh was kindled against Moses, and he said, "What about Aaron, your brother, the Levite? I know that he can speak well. Also, behold, he comes out to meet you. When he sees you, he will be glad in his heart. You shall speak to him, and put the words in his mouth. I will be with your mouth, and with his mouth, and will teach you what you shall do. He will be your spokesman to the people, and it will happen, that he will be to you a mouth, and you will be to him as Elohim. You shall take this rod in your hand, with which you shall do the signs."
Moses goes to Egypt.
Moses went and returned to Jethro his father-in-law, and said to him, "Please let me go and return to my brothers who are in Egypt, and see whether they are still alive." Jethro said to Moses, "Go in peace." Yahweh said to Moses in Midian, "Go, return into Egypt, for all the men who sought your life are dead." Moses took his wife and his sons, and set them on a donkey, and he returned to the land of Egypt. Moses took Elohim's rod in his hand. Yahweh said to Moses, "When you go back into Egypt, see that you do before Pharaoh all the wonders which I have put in your hand, but I will harden his heart and he will not let the people go. You shall tell Pharaoh, 'Thus says Yahweh, Israel is my son, my firstborn, and I have said to you, let my son go, that he may serve me, and you have refused to let him go. Behold, I will kill your son, your firstborn.'" It happened on the way at a lodging place, that Yahweh met Moses and wanted to kill him. Then Zipporah took a flint, and cut off the foreskin of her son, and cast it at his feet, and she said, "Surely you were a bridegroom of blood to me." So he let him alone. Then she said, "You were a bridegroom of blood, because of the circumcision." Yahweh said to Aaron, "Go into the wilderness to meet Moses." He went, and met him on Elohim's mountain, and kissed him. Moses told Aaron all the words of Yahweh with which he had sent him, and all the signs with which he had instructed him. Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. Aaron spoke all the words which Yahweh had spoken to Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people. The people believed, and when they heard that Yahweh had visited the children of Israel, and that he had seen their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshipped. Acts 6.
7 Chosen to Serve.
Now in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplying, a complaint arose from the Hellenists against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily service. The 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, "It is not appropriate for us to forsake the word of Elohim and serve tables. Therefore select from among you, brothers, 7 men of good report, full of the set-apart Holy Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will continue steadfastly in prayer and in the ministry of the word. These words pleased the whole multitude. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the set-apart Holy Spirit, Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the emissaries. When they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. The word of Elohim increased and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem exceedingly. A great company of the priests were obedient to the faith.
Stephen accused of blasphemy.
Stephen, full of faith and power, performed great wonders and signs among the people. But some of those who were of the synagogue called the Libertines, and of the Cyrenians, of the Alexandrians, and of those of Cilicia and Asia arose, disputing with Stephen. They weren't able to withstand the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. Then they secretly induced men to say, "We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and Elohim." They stirred up the people, the elders, and the scribes, and came against him and seized him, and brought him into the council, and set up false witnesses who said, "This man never stops speaking blasphemous words against this set-apart holy place and the Torah. For we have heard him say that this Yeshua of Nazareth will destroy this place, and will change the customs which Moses delivered to us." All who sat in the council, fastening their eyes on him, saw his face like it was the face of an angel. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNVIT version, in the public domain.